RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Here's Stafford to throw on first down. He wants to take the deep shot, and it is intercepted by Watts, but a flag is thrown. Xavier Watts with the interception on the ball intended for Xavier Smith against Caden Ellis.
Yeah, they're going to call P.I. on Caden Ellis. Somehow Caden Ellis.
Oh, it's going to be against the Rams.
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to stand. This play is going to stand. Oh, my goodness.
It stood. It's Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are the morning shift. I am Allie Mack with Mike Johnson. Garrett's hanging out behind the glass. That was just a glimpse of Xavier Watts, his big night right there.
It really was an incredible night for him, and absolutely the correct call. When you go back and look at the offensive PI against Caden Ellis, there was a push off, and Xavier Watts just flies in out of nowhere and gets his hand on the play. I mentioned this last night to Grant as we were kind of signing off in the post game and working our way through some of the stories. One of the biggest things in this stretch run that the Falcons have enjoyed is simply actually bringing in interceptions when it counts. Xavier Watts, obviously, with a couple last night, Jesse Bates with the pick six. But last week, C.J. Henderson has an interception to seal the game. Dee Alford the week before against Tampa Bay is able to get the ball back in the offense's hands. They go down and drive down and win the game. So there were so many times. Remember, Garrett, I think it was 2 years ago, we went the entire season without a corner having an interception. And it was Jesse Bates had like all of them. And I think Richie Grant had like maybe one.
Yeah.
Maybe one fell in like Grady Jarrett's hands or Troy Anderson or somebody. But yeah, it's just nice to see the secondary be able to come up with these turnover worthy plays and actually, you know, put them on the board.
And you go back to week one too, where the Falcons probably had like three or four interceptions that they had and then they dropped. And then if you just get one of those, it changes the game potentially.
Yeah.
And it doesn't come down to a field goal at the very end of the game. But, I mean, shoulda, woulda, coulda, and the Falcons, to your point, that's a great point, that the Falcons have been bringing down the interceptions. You got to finish the play, make the great play. And Caden Ellis, I mean, he doesn't come out with these interceptions and stuff like that. He does have the one great pass defended in the first half. He was all over the place game. He was deep down the field. He was making plays east-west. He's going north-south. I mean, he's going all over.
I know. I was like, is that Caden again? Again? Yeah, he was all over the place.
Everywhere.
We are celebrating this Falcons win all morning. Tweet us your reactions. What was the best play in your opinion? Who do you want to come back next season? Give us all the thoughts at 929 Morning Shift. And right now we're going to get into some college football. Kawan Lacy is a probable to play for Ole Miss in the Sugar Bowl. He had been dealing with shoulder issues.
Allie, I could sit here and try to diagnose what exactly he means and what exactly that news means, and all I keep coming back to is just how massive this game is for Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And that's really the only thing at the top of my brain looking at this matchup, and I think there's going to be so much involved on both sides. But Ole Miss, being in a town that is right down the street from where your old coach is now, being in a place like the Sugar Bowl, having a chance to win the biggest game in your school's history. I think that Georgia is going to absolutely be able to get after it, but I think having a guy like that in the lineup actually provides a little bit of game-breaking ability that we've seen from Ole Miss against Georgia over the last couple of years.
Yeah, and another one that you got to keep an eye on is Colby Young, listed as probable here for the Georgia Bulldogs. He has been out since that game that they played Athens. He was wide receiver one. He was wide receiver one. He was your big guy down the field, and Zachariah Branch, of course, is still your game wrecker. He's listed as probable. I mean, I guess that means he's going to play. I don't know. But I mean,
probable.
It's probably, I guess. But that's going to be a big one coming back here. And when it comes back to it, when you talk about Lacy and the way that Ole Miss is able to find some success. I mean, you've got the same guy calling plays technically as the offensive coordinator, but are they going to be able to replicate that level of explosiveness? That's where I kind of get a little uneasy for Ole Miss, because they played about as perfect a football game as you could ask.
I agree with you, but I do feel like there is some level I would have of uneasiness if I was Glenn Schumann in this defense, of saying, you know, a lot of things can change. And especially when somebody else is in charge and sees things a different way and does things a different way. Whereas you've played Lane Kiffin's version of Ole Miss a couple of times. Not that you have a beat on what they're doing, but you know, have a good understanding of how they're trying to attack you. And then all of a sudden somebody else is doing it. Mm-hmm. It's like, but I've told you guys a number of times, Georgia's been my pick to win the national title for a couple of months now. I just think they're too well-rounded. I think they swarm really, really good on defense, and I think Ole Miss is going to have an uphill battle on their hands for sure.
And Drew Bobo also is one that he is not going to be playing in this game. That's going to be another big loss for them.
No question.
Just kind of hoping he comes back at some point throughout this process. I mean, I think you can survive this week without Bobo, but moving forward into the postseason, man, it would help to have him back. It really would.
Moving over to the Rose Bowl, Indiana's wide receiver Omar Cooper will be fully available when they take on Alabama. He had suffered a lower body injury in the Big Ten title game previously.
You won't be able to peel me away from a television on Thursday.
Yeah.
Will not be able to peel me away from a television on Thursday. I had a chance to play in the Rose Bowl, the stadium, the Rose Bowl. I played in the national championship game in the Rose Bowl, which was not the Rose Bowl. I don't know. It's kind of hard to explain at this point. There was a Rose Bowl like 8 days before we played the national title game. But really, really cool event. Watching Alabama's players after their last round victory against Oklahoma, kind of having the roses in their mouth as they walk off the field. That was a really cool thing for us. And it is the most beautiful setting in college football. It's not even close. Kirk Herbstreit's talked about this a couple of times. If you wanted to vote to have the national title game in the Rose Bowl every year, nobody would argue with it, because it's that unbelievable. When you look at the trees that come up over the side of the stadium, when you look at the mountains off in the distance, when you look at what the weather usually always is out there, although not looking great on Thursday, it's just a place that seems surreal when you're inside of it. And that's going to be a really, really good matchup.
It's going to be such a great football game. I know I'm in here in studio. I'll have it up on the TV. I'll be ready to go. This game is as fascinating as of any of these matchups, because you have the legacy brand, you have the big dog, and then you have Indiana, you know, who's ironically the number one overall seed in this entire tournament. And I mean, they still have yet to win a college football playoff matchup. I mean, I know a lot of people have started kind of crowning Kurt Cignetti a little bit, and he deserves a lot of attention. He deserves all of the flowers that he's getting, but you got to beat the big dog. And to this point, Alabama's been a big dog. Can they get over the hump? Can they run the ball? Do they have to run the ball?
It seems surreal to me. You brought up the fact that they're the one seed. Seems surreal to me that Georgia's a 6.5-point favorite over Ole Miss, and in this alternate world we now live in, that Indiana is a 7-point favorite over Alabama.
How about that?
It just doesn't it doesn't register with me. And it's been said multiple times, and I've talked about it. Kirk Cignetti was on staff with Kirby Smart and a number of other guys when I was at Alabama. Kirk Cignetti was our wide receiver coach. Kirk Cignetti was Julio Jones's wide receiver coach, and actually a big part of his recruitment to Alabama, which I don't know that I could have hand-selected two personalities to be much more different than Julio Jones and Kurt Cignetti. It's hard to even, at this point, I know I've seen it before, it's hard to even picture them talking to one another. They're just so unique in the way they go about their business. But it evidently worked for some time, and you know, Kurt Cignetti has had a lot of success ever since then with some of the stops he's made as a head coach since his 4 years under Nick Saban. So, yeah, man, that's a special ordeal, and you know, we'll see what happens throughout the next couple of days, but I'm stoked about it. I really can't wait to sit down and watch some of these matchups.
Well, and Ohio State is going to be a big one. They're going to be defending their title against Miami in the Cotton Bowl.
This made me sick, because I heard somebody talking about how it was the 2002 game, the Ohio State versus Miami national title game, the pass interference game, and I believe this is true. There's only like three players that were alive that will be involved in this game. There were only three players alive at the time that last game happened, which is insane to think about. So anybody that would be like 23-year-old and up at this point, I can't believe that's a true fact, but that makes me sick to my stomach.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
So while we are celebrating the Falcons' win today, we are also saying goodbye to the year 2025. Mike, this is the last time we'll be in the studio this year.
Yeah.
So I want to quiz you guys on 2025, the events that were. But since you both are on such little sleep.
I knew she was up to something. She starts folding paper and you're getting her pen out.
I'm like,
oh, here we go.
However, since you're both on such little sleep, would you like to just run through these and see if we can all guess together?
Yeah, let's do that.
Okay.
Let's do that.
It doesn't need to be a heated exchange.
The tank is on E.
All right. So here is some trivia. This all happened in 2025, believe it or not. Which school opened up a $62 million football stadium in Gwinnett?
Buford.
There you go.
Buford. What app had influencers making tearful goodbyes before it shut down, only to be restarted 12 hours later?
TikTok.
That was TikTok. What pop star went to space with five other female celebrities and caught a lot of heat for it?
Katy Perry.
Is Garrett going to get all these mics?
Here we go. I'm foggy. I'm letting him rip off these things.
What celebrity raved about the atmosphere at Sanford Stadium after he came to town with Texas? He said the crowd was loud from
the
beginning.
Matthew McConaughey?
Yeah.
Yeah,
Matthew McConaughey. He was shocked by it.
I think that, which is crazy because this is not some kind of Hollywood guy that just shows up at a college football game and wow, this is crazy. Or some kind of person from London that comes in and they're like, wow, this is insane. Like, Matthew McConaughey goes to a lot of college football games. He's been around a lot of atmospheres. And so for him to say that about Athens in Sanford Stadium, I think actually kind of raises an eyebrow a little bit.
Well, what raises my eyebrow about it is he's wearing the exact same thing every single time he goes to one of these games, and he can afford a different outfit. He's superstitious.
You're telling me he has the same outfit on every time he goes to a college football game, he wears the same thing?
Same outfit.
It's the burnt orange leather jacket.
And the hat.
And the cowboy hat.
Oh, I got you.
He wears the same thing every time.
Yeah, but why would you want to change that up?
That's a classic look.
It's a good look.
Matthew McConaughey
can do whatever he wants to style-wise, right?
This is true.
Yeah, I was going to say.
He's got to be one of the coolest people.
Okay.
He's got to be one of the coolest people on the short list.
Yes. All right, what Atlanta team manager decided to call it a career after 49 seasons?
Go ahead, G.
That's Brian Snicker.
There, that a boy.
Yeah, that's
he had that
Brian
twinkle
Snicker.
In his eye through the glass.
I was excited.
I'm going to see if he can go undefeated here.
There was a viral debate going on in April. We even covered it, and it was who would win the fight between 100 men and what mammal?
Is it a gorilla?
That's a gorilla.
There, that a boy. Man, he's on a heater right now.
He might
have a clean sheet here.
What band was playing in July when a couple got caught having an affair on a kiss cam?
Ooh, Coldplay.
Attaboy, G.
Coldplay.
Man.
This has been a long year. It has been a long year.
That feels like forever ago.
Right?
I could have sworn that was 2024.
If you get this one, Garrett, this is going to tell us a lot about you.
All right, let's go.
What fashion accessory / plush toy took over the world this year? Kids kind of have it on their keychains.
Oh.
They're little animals.
They are.
This one is all. I was letting you run through them before, but I really have no idea what this one is.
I've heard. Is it like Kim Kutachi or whatever? What's it called? No. Shoot.
You're thinking of Tamagotchi. It's
I
not
am
that.
Tamagotchi.
I was going to say, we talked about Tamagotchi a couple weeks ago.
I know what it is. And the thing is, it's going to, because my fiance's, her nieces, well, I guess my nieces.
They wanted them?
They wanted them. And they're very expensive.
La boo-boos.
La boo-boos?
Yeah, no, I was not going to get that.
Yeah,
no?
I was going to say.
It's crazy. It's kind of like Beanie Babies.
I have genuinely never heard that word.
Did you guys
make
the investment in the Beanie Baby craze back in the day?
No.
Come on.
Not at all.
La boo-boos.
What event took place at the All-Star Game here in Atlanta that had never happened before?
Event that took place at the All-Star Game?
Yeah.
I don't know. The Hank Aaron tribute was pretty cool.
Well, yeah. I mean, obviously that had not happened before. But what settled the game?
The home run off.
Yeah,
the
home run swing off.
The swing off. Yeah.
Yeah, good
the
call.
Only time
good
call, in my life I've rooted for Kyle Schwarber.
True.
Fair enough. I think a lot of us fall into that category.
Yes. What's the nickname of the woman who is still yet to be identified who stole a ball from a kid in an MLB game?
Oh, the
Philly Karen.
Yeah, Philly.
Let's go.
That's it. Philly's Karen. Yeah.
Let's go. Couldn't let you struggle through that one, G.
What was the word of the year, even though it's a number?
6-7.
6-7.
Yep.
While many couples got engaged this year, including Garrett Chapman over here.
Hey, man.
Who captioned their photos? Your gym teacher and English teacher are getting married.
Oh, I know this.
Yes,
one.
You do. You both know this.
Gym teacher and your
English teacher are getting married.
Yeah, dude, but neither one of them are gym teacher and English teacher.
Massive celebrities.
Oh, it's Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. I don't know why I was thinking like that Summer I Turned Pretty show, and I'm like, I don't
as a former gym teacher, I was appalled by this.
All right, one last one. What movie starring Josh Allen's wife proved me wrong? And the vampire era is definitely not over.
Oh, that was Sinners.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, is it Michael B. Jordan?
That was an intense movie.
Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
It was intense.
You went and watched that? Like in the theater or at home?
I was at home.
Okay.
I was at home.
I'm just over the vampire thing. I wanted to be done.
Dude, it's never going anywhere. It's like being over the superhero thing.
I also didn't know it was a vampire movie. I had no idea. Because I just knew people were watching. So when I tell you, like, I saw these random people, and I'm like, well, these guys look kind of weird.
What's wrong with this guy's teeth?
What's wrong with this guy? And then he just, like, flashed his teeth, and I'm like, oh, my God, is this a vampire movie?
In the world of veneers, that must be intentional.
Like, I don't know. I didn't know if it was Matthew Stafford's teeth or if it was just, I don't know. It was a weird one.
All right, coming up, we've got the good, the bad, and the ugly of last night's game, but really, there's not a lot of ugly. Mike and Garrett will give their verdicts next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.